You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and this is FCC News Bites for Wednesday, April 29th, 2015, right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. The Wireline Competition Bureau seeks comment on a petition filed by Bark Connects LLC. Bark Connects seeks designation as an eligible telecommunications carrier for the 64 census blocks in Virginia where Bark Electric Cooperative was provisionally selected as a winning bidder for the rural broadband experiments. Bark Connects is a wholly owned subsidiary of Bark Electric Cooperative. Interested parties may file comments on or before Tuesday, May 12, 2015, and replies on or before Tuesday, May 19, 2015. All pleadings must reference WC Docket Number 09-197, 10-90, and 14-259. Comments may be filed by the Commission's electronic comment filing system or by filing paper copies. On March 27th, Cypress Communications Operating Company, LLC, located in Cleveland, Ohio, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission requesting authority under Section 214 of the Communications Act of 1934 to discontinue, reduce, or impair all of its domestic telecommunications services where they're offered in Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. On April 27, 2015, Cypress filed an amendment to correct certain deficiencies in its application and update the record regarding the geographic areas of service affected and the notice provided to customers and state entities. Accordingly, Cypress's application is deemed complete as of April 27, 2015. Cypress indicates that it offers various telecommunications services in the service areas on a retail basis, including but not limited to local exchange services, long-distance services, and shared tenant services using a shared tenant services platform that relies on PBX and TDM technology. Cypress adds that its services are available in approximately 500 office buildings located in major metropolitan areas within the service areas. Cypress states, however, that it's going out of business. Accordingly, Cypress asserts that it plans to discontinue the affected services throughout the service areas and cease all operations on or after April 1, 2015, subject to regulatory approval. In accordance with Section 63.71C of the Commission's rules, Cypress's application will be deemed to be granted automatically on the 31st day after the release date of this public notice, unless the Commission notifies Cypress that the grant will not automatically be effective. The Commission normally will authorize proposed discontinuances unless it's shown that customers or other end users would be unable to receive service or a reasonable substitute from another carrier, or that the public convenience and necessity would otherwise be adversely affected. Comments objecting to this application must be filed with the Commission on or before May 13, 2015, and comments should refer to WC Docket Number 1597 and Comp Poll File Number 1212. Comments should include specific information about the impact of this proposed discontinuance on the commenter, including any inability to acquire reasonable substitute service. Comments may be filed using the Commission's Electronic Comment Filing System, ECFS, or filing paper copies. All hand-delivered or messenger-delivered paper copies for the Commission's secretary must be delivered to the FCC headquarters, 445 12th Street Southwest, room TWA325, Washington, D.C., 20554. And filing hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. As always, full details on these are available on the FCC website at www.fcc.gov. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is FCC News Bites. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.